Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca, in letters 74, 17, 18. Other things are good according to opinion, and though they are called by the same name as the true goods, the essence of goodness is not in them. Let us therefore call them advantages, and to use our technical term, preferred things. Let us have them in our possession, but take heed to remember that they are outside ourselves. Their possession gives no one a right to plume themselves. For what is more foolish than being self-complacent about something which one has not accomplished by one's own efforts? Let us use these things, but not boast of them, and let us use them sparingly, as if they were given for safekeeping and will be withdrawn. This is a really nice and cogent explanation of the Stoic concept of preferred indifference and how they are distinct from the true good, which is virtue. Virtue is the only true good because it's the only thing that is both under our own complete control and can only be used for good. Bad virtue is an oxymoron. But Seneca recognizes that there are other things, like money or property, that are useful, and he therefore calls them advantages or preferred. They can be used for good or bad, however, and they are not under our complete control. Fortuna gave them to us, and she can take them away at any moment, despite our best efforts to keep them. Which is why Seneca says that we should not be inordinately proud of material possessions, since they are not exclusively our own doing, and that we should treat them as temporary loans, which may be withdrawn at any moment and in any manner. The Stoic, then, can use externals to her advantage so long as she uses them well, does not take pride in them, and remembers that they are on loan from the cosmos. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if Fortuna allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. And please take a minute to give it a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Many thanks in particular to my most recent patron, Tammy Stauffer.